The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Emerald Coast Coins.
I don't know. We'll go with it.
Yeah, no, doesn't that music sound kind of sinister?
You know? I love
like
it.
It's very dark
music.
And mysterious. Yes, ABBA.
That's where we are today.
That's where we are. That's totally it. Pensacola, you know, they've got a hologram show with ABBA.
I have heard about it.
Yeah. I don't know. I saw right through that. Sorry, that was a hologram joke there for you. It's a Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio. I just came up with that on the top of my head. I'm very proud of myself. You have no idea how proud I am of myself right now. See right through it. News Radio.
Like our dad jokes we have at the store on Fridays.
Oh, yes. Dad jokes are classic. I love a good dad joke. There's that ad that we play all the time with all the dad jokes for, adopting kids that have good dad jokes. All right. So it's Pensacola's Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3, Informative, Local, Dependable. I am your host, Jake Walker. I have Stephanie Dodson in the studio. She is from Emerald Coast Coins. Go by and check them out here in Pensacola at 1811 Creighton Road or give them a call, 473-1515. And if you have questions for us today, you can call or text the show, 437-1620. A lot of numbers there. I just threw at everybody.
Everything.
Yeah.
Pay attention, you guys.
Mm-hmm. It's a 911. All right. What's going on in your world?
Everything. Gold and silver have been, gold got highest ever, I think, yesterday, last night, this morning. It was over $2,200.
Wow.
Which was crazy. Now it's dropped back down. It's back down to like, quote unquote, normal ranges, 2180-ish, mm-hmm. $2,180. And I never in my lifetime thought I would hear those numbers.
Man.
When I was in high school a long, long, long time ago, gold was like around $200 an ounce.
Right.
And now we're looking at $2,170, $2,180. It's freaking insane. People are still buying. People are definitely selling, whether it be bullion, jewelry, gold coins, whatever. People are selling it and buying it all the time.
Hmm.
It's interesting. It's a fun time to be.
This is very interesting.
Fun time to be around.
I need to make a meme that says gold prices be like, and then have a picture of Snoop Dogg.
Oh my gosh, totally.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love those memes.
Post that on the page.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean, it's true though. I mean, it's totally true. It's wild.
I would think
that I always feel like at some point they're going to find this huge diamond mine or a huge gold mine somewhere, and it's just going to make the prices plummet because we all of a sudden have all this new supply of it, but maybe not.
Maybe not. You would think like something like that would happen, but I think somebody hears like a little bit of news on whatever
misinformation.
Yep, that's mm-hmm. it. Whatever they listen to, and they like run in troves to either buy, sell, or whatever, because you know information is out there wherever, and they just flock to the masses to do what they want to do.
Let's talk about one of those instances in particular.
Oh my goodness, yes, let's do.
Let's talk about bicentennial quarters.
Oh yes, let's talk about those.
Yes, it's been like a Furby type reaction or a
$2 bills. We can even go back that a few maybe a month ago, the $2 bills became popular again because of an article that was put out on the news stations, on the social medias. It's happened again with the bicentennial quarters. Some radio station
not
put it out.
One.
Not this one. Not my guys.
No, we're awesome.
Totally awesome. Put out that bicentennial quarters could be worth up to like $4,000. Like, check your change. And with most articles that people see, they never read them.
They read the headline.
They read the catchphrase, and they're like, I have a bicentennial quarter. It's got to be the one.
Mm-hmm.
And if you read the article, they're talking about a doubled bicentennial quarter that has been really uncirculated, which means you're not going to find it in your pocket change.
Mm-hmm.
And the doubling is particular, and it's something you're, like I said, you're not going to find in your chain. It's going to be really uncirculated to be that high price range. And it sold, one of them sold last year, truthfully, at an auction house over in California for like around $4,000. But the auction house gets 35% of that $4,000. Oh. So people don't realize that when auction houses sell things, they get a percentage of that. And then, you know, the buyer gets a percentage, and then the seller, you know, is left with, you know, buyer and sellers, you know, get that little percentage breaking off too. So in actuality, you know, you're not getting that much. You know, when you're looking into the big scheme of things that are error coins, it's a big gambit that is really hard to break into. There are lots of books out there. I always tell people, there's a website that I love. It's called Wizard Coin Supply, and they have a lot of books that you can go to. That's not Google.
Right.
And just buy a couple of the books on error coins and start learning that way to get into your error coin collecting. That will help you out tremendously. And it'll even have this error coin in particular on how to look for it and what to look for.
So these are, when you say error coins, you mean manufacturer defect or?
From the mints, mm-hmm. Defects, not something you're going to hear on YouTube, or not something you're going to hear on the Facebook or Google or even TikTok.
Right.
Which in this, you know, instance might have been that, you know, some mm-hmm. people will have truthful information, but might not use the correct coin. In this instance, the person did. But again, a lot of people just see the catchphrase mm-hmm. and they don't listen or read the whole article. And they're talking about coins that are an almost perfect condition. Mm-hmm. So like on a sliding scale, like I described to somebody yesterday, on a sliding scale from 1 to 70, this coin is going to be closer to that 70 and less, you know, not closer to that 1, which most coins we find in our pocket are going to be way closer to that 1 than that 70.
Right. I remember that with baseball cards.
100% the same.
Yeah. There's so much grading on that. And I had, you know, I think it was Beckett.
Yes.
Made those
yes.
books and back in the day, and I would price all my cards out and I'd try to go sell them. And then by the time I walked out of there, whoever I was trying to sell them to had ripped me down so far from what that book said. So I'm sitting there going, oh, this is worth 50 cents. It's like, no, actually, you got a little bend here. And looking into the light here, I don't know, I'll give you a nickel.
Basically, like, yes, because I think baseball cards are scaled from 1 to 10, I think is how they were scaled back.
Yeah.
Are even still today, those cards are scaled 1 to 10. Mm. So it's the same sliding scale.
Yeah. There was a documentary not too long ago about the massive distribution and production of these certain series of baseball cards, I think in the 90s. I think it was the late 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And people started having burning parties where they would go and take whole sets, you know, Don Russ and Upper Deck and all of these card companies that had made all of these just massive amounts of cards. And in order to keep the values in check, they would burn massive amounts of these editions, you know. So, somewhere around in the late 90s. I don't remember what the name of that was, but it was a fascinating documentary about baseball cards.
I don't know the documentary, but what you're saying makes a lot of sense considering everything that happened in the 90s in baseball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sitting there. I was like, man, I've got these Ken Griffey Jr. rookie cards. And it's like, yeah, but there was about 8 million of those produced that year. So it's like,
oh. Oh, no Daryl Strawberries.
No. Man, yeah, that was my era, man. I'm telling you.
Mine too. I feel you.
Yeah. All right. So if you have questions this morning, let us know. 437-1620. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's National Memory Day.
Oh, goodness. Is it really?
Yes. I almost forgot about it. But
me too.
See, it's another one. I just came up with that.
Rolling off the tongue today.
I'm
telling
you, man.
I love every moment of it.
I need to go book myself at the comedy spot. I've got enough to get like 30 minutes of material in here.
Hey.
Memory. I don't know what to say about it.
You
but
don't?
No.
No memory?
How does memory play into your day? Like, do you have to remember a lot of stuff working at the shop?
Yes. I have to remember a lot of stuff. Like, you know, today's my mom and dad's anniversary.
Oh, that's a good memory to have. Yeah. Awesome.
Yep. They've been married 48 years.
Wow.
Forever.
Wow. That is a long time to be married.
Yeah. Very long time to be married.
Congratulations to them.
I know.
So what are they doing today? Are they going out to dinner?
They might go out to dinner tonight.
Yeah. Going to Outback, maybe.
Get
a Bloomin' Onion.
They went to Outback. You know, Dad has a new Jeep, so they went to Outback and got him his little Outback duck for his Jeep.
He's been ducked.
He was ducked.
Yeah.
He loves that. That's his favorite thing to do.
The Jeep owners in this area, they have the thing with the rubber duckies. Like you see, some of them have hundreds.
Oh, yes. It's a very big thing to duck a Jeep.
Right.
When they were out of town and I was going to get a tattoo out in probably Fort Walton, Marietta, or somewhere out there, I took his Jeep and I was ducked and I was like, yes.
So it's a thing where they give you the duck.
They
you don't go
you
and get
duck.
A duck yourself. They
no,
give it to
they
you.
Give it to you.
Oh, wow.
It's the best thing ever in the whole wide world.
That's really, really cool. I'm sure there's a social media page for that.
Oh,
you know,
totally.
The ducked Jeeps of, you know, Navarre and Gulf Breeze, Pensacola.
I'm sure there is.
Yeah. I always see them on the beach in Navarre.
You know, everywhere.
You see a Jeep pass you, and it's like the whole dashboard is just lit up with neon-colored rubber duckies.
Yes.
It's really great.
Dad even has one for, like, Halloween and Christmas and everything. So much fun.
The only one that we've gotten so far, my wife got it when we were at the Navarre Beach Mardi Gras Parade. Some lady just walked right up to her and said, "You've been ducked," and gave her a rubber ducky. And it was actually a rubber ducky that was playing the drums.
Aw.
And we noticed it. We're like, oh, this was perfect. How did she know?
See?
So, yeah.
That's amazing. That's always fun.
Yeah. All right. So getting back to the shop.
Yeah.
What's going on at the shop these days?
We've been busy. I feel like it's super repetitive to say this, but gold and silver are high. So we're definitely moving and shaking with the gold and silver department. We still are doing a lot of the collectible stuff. We do have our regulars that come in and who are actively looking to complete their collections. Don't get me wrong when I say we're busy in the gold and silver department. We do have our regulars that come in every week or every other week to fill their collections. But gold and silver are the hot commodities right now. If I had to choose which one was moving more, I couldn't. I really couldn't choose. They both are moving actively, even with gold as high as it is. You know, I do have some people that are coming in because, you know, they bought their gold back when it was like, you know, $200 or less, or they inherited it. And, you know, they're like, now's the time to trade it in, and which is great. Yeah. Now's the time to trade it in. And people are buying because they see in their future, they see it's going to keep going up, you know, more power to them, but that, you know, we're here to meet all the needs that we can.
Yep. And that's coins or bullion.
Coins
Do you have
or bullion,
like bars?
Bars, you know, coins. You know, not all coins are pure. Like some of the coins that we get in will be like old, like coronas or 50 pesos, which are just older foreign coins, which I am getting better at, which my brother is good at. But I have a little cheat sheet that helps me with them. Right. I have my mentor I could call. Mm-hmm. I have lots of people to get information from if I need to. Right. We have a full staff that helps. So
better than Google.
It's way better than Google.
Yes. You can never trust that information on the old Googles.
No.
You got to take it very subjectively.
I always remember that, like, that commercial that's like, bonjour. How do you know he's French?
Oh.
And he goes, bonjour.
See? He's harmless.
Yeah.
Candygram. Does anybody ever hold their gold? I know we've got, you know, bullion and gold bars and you know, jewelry, and there's many different forms of having gold, but does anybody ever have, like, the nuggets like you would find like if you were prospecting for gold?
100%. We have people that come in who have prospected either in Alaska or even Georgia. You can prospect up there.
Wow.
So yeah,
and we people
get those
are still little, finding it, huh?
Yeah, for sure.
Hmm.
Those little baby tiny, they're super fine grains of gold. And there's a misconception. A lot of people think that when you prospect gold that it comes out of the ground pure 24 karat, and it does not. It actually comes out of the ground between 18 and 22 karat.
Hmm.
So that is something that, you know, has to be refined to get that 24 pure.
Interesting.
Yep. Hmm. So when we purchase it, it gets purchased between 18 and 22 carat.
Hmm. Now, I would suppose that if you were prospecting somewhere, if you found gold, it might be subject to whoever owns that land, right? You can't just go prospecting wherever you want, I would think.
So usually when you are prospecting, there's places you get to go prospect. I don't think it's like just out in the the wild somewhere.
Found a stream.
Yeah, exactly.
I had a bowl. I'm just going to go prospect for a little bit.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's cool that there's places you can do that. I'll have to look that up and go, because that would be exciting to do that and find
that
a little bit of something.
That would be so much fun.
Yeah. Just a little golden rock. You're like, hey, yeah. But it doesn't come out of the ground 24 karat.
Does not.
I did not know that. And it won't come out of the ground looking like a quokka coin. So that has to be done by someone.
No quokka.
So, yeah. Even though they throw their young to prey.
That's forever going to be our most favorite story.
I know. I love it. I love it. Because the first time I saw the quokka animal, I was like, oh, that's the cutest thing ever. But, man, they've got a dark side.
But they are just pure evil.
Yes. They have a past. Yeah. 437-1620. If you have any questions about coin collecting, gold and silver prices, jewelry, I'm talking to Stephanie from Emerald Coast Coins. Go check their shop out at 1811 Creighton Road here in Pensacola, Florida, or just give them a call, 850-473-1515. If you've got a bunch of jewelry or something that you want them to go through, get there before 4 p.m. Get there,
definitely,
you know,
before.
In early afternoon.
Yes, especially if you're wanting to come in with like a bag full of jewelry, you need to get the earlier the better because, you know, we cut off at 4 o'clock. We have paperwork to do for the police department. Mm-hmm. On top of that, you know, there's testing the jewelry involved and going through the pieces of jewelry. We have to type it all up individually for the police department. This is a tedious part of our job that we have to do, and we need to make sure we do it properly for the police department and so that we don't get in trouble.
And the police department does not pay you for your time.
They
do
not pay us for our time.
But you are obligated.
We are obligated to follow the rules just like every other human.
Well, that's good. You know, you got to stay honest and you got to help people out because there's a lot
of
theft.
We had a couple weeks, last time Dad was here, a couple weeks ago, you know, we had that one person, we put in the jewelry and within less than 5 minutes they called us and they were like, hey, this person was just in there. Are they still there? Mm. They had robbed somebody.
Wow.
Yep. Mm. So that the system we use is that quick sometimes.
Wow. That's incredible. Technology.
And it's not just it's not just here in Pensacola. It's all over the United States.
Nationwide.
Yep.
Database. Wow. Mm. Well, that makes me feel a little better.
Same.
Yeah,
I love that system. It was great when they started implementing it here for two reasons. One, I didn't have to handwrite everything.
Right.
And two, digital, as long as the internet and everything works, digital is just amazing. I'm a fast typer. Thank you, AOL chat
room. Yes, definitely. Exactly. Back in the day. Yep. It definitely honed our skills.
Yes, it did.
So when people say somebody has a bunch of jewelry laying around the house, they think, oh, there might be some gold, might be some diamonds in here. What do? They just bring it into the shop before 4? You guys go through it? What is the process?
Yep, they just bring it in before 4 if they wanted to kind of go through it themselves first. A household magnet kind of can help. If it picks up with a magnet, it's not gold or silver. Hmm. That doesn't mean that it necessarily will be gold or silver, but that's a fast way to eliminate things for them on their side. Gold and silver is not magnetic. Copper's not magnetic either.
Right.
So, you know, and some other metals, there would be a couple other that wouldn't pick up with a magnet, but that will help eliminate a lot of things to begin with.
Interesting.
But, you know, you can definitely bring it in before 4. I'll separate it out if it's tangled. I like untangling things. It's totally fine. I can untangle stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we have a full staff, so we can untangle things too.
That's good because, man.
I'll have some people come in. They'll be like, I had it all untangled and it was nice and untangled. I'm like, these necklaces see each other and they're like, we love you. And they tangle
right.
back up
mm-hmm.
so easily. Like, it's just, it's crazy, but it's all right. We can untangle it for you.
Oh, that's good. That's good. And you can, you have a handy little device, right? That can check the composition of certain metals and things, right?
We do. So like for jewelry, there's a testing stone and acids we use where we put a little scratch on the stone and drop the acids on that. Now for bigger metals and stuff, we have a nice nifty machine that costs a pretty penny
mm-hmm.
that my dad and my brother use to scan to see what the metals are. It costs a lot. It's called an XRF gun thing, and it scans.
Taser.
We'll go with that. And so they use that one. I don't use it yet. Maybe eventually someday I'll be granted to be the big sister that I actually am and allowed to use it.
I think there's a story behind this probably, right?
Probably. Yeah. You know, I'm
the
just...
The reason why?
I drop things. You know, it's 20 grand, so I'm not allowed.
Ooh,
ouch. Man. I'm not allowed to play with fire either, but, you know, again, stories.
Wow.
Yeah.
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 Stories
exactly.
of old. Yeah. if you have questions Squirrel. This morning, yeah. Sorry.
It's okay.
We have TVs in the studio here, and you just look up and see a car with people just jumping out on the highway.
It's
not,
all right.
Not here. You
not
know.
Here. No, but it no. was interesting.
It was very, very interesting. Me and you both just lost where we were yep. for a minute. That's great. Pensacon has came and gone.
It did.
Have you seen any residual, you know, like items from Pensacon or any collectibles that you see because of Pensacon?
I have not. Yeah. I have not seen anything residual come through anywhere, but I'm excited for next year's Pensacon already. One of my favorite artists is coming. Jasmine Beckett Griffith is coming, and she does like big-eyed fairies and wolves and things of that sort. So that's super cool.
She was so nice, they named her Thrice.
I know, right? Yeah. Oh my gosh, you're just rolling today.
apparently those people jumping out of that car were rolling as well. Thanks, Fox News. But when it comes to memorabilia, is that something you guys even mess with? Like
no.
signed autographs, things like that?
We don't. And people ask us that a lot because we have so much signed autographs in the store to mm-hmm. the store from when we go to Pensacon. We don't mess with the signed memorabilia stuff just because I just don't know anything about, you know, we don't know
yeah.
anything about
it's
it. It's
hard
not
to
our
value
forte.
It, I would think.
Yeah, that would be, I don't know who does that kind of stuff in our area. Mm. Really, so you know, probably some of our friends do. We could ask around, but nope, we're just more the bullion, gold, silver. We do flatware, like silver flatware, but other than that, no.
Yeah,
you know,
I would think previous to the internets being available to everyone, I would think autographed memorabilia would have been more valuable than it is today, because now you can get online and see where all these stars are going to be. You can go meet and greet with them.
Yes.
Everybody has an autograph with some of these people.
Yes. So even when before the internet was super big, when our store was even first starting out, I would go to these little conventions, and I'll use Norman Reedus, now that everybody knows who he is,
right.
Daryl from The Walking Dead, as an example. You know, when I first met him, it was like $25. Like, I got to meet him for $25. It was super amazing.
You
and
paid
now
that.
I paid $25.
Oh, okay. All right.
People who go to see him now pay upwards of $100-$150.
Oh.
So, like, that, and that's just the progression of just not even the internet and everything. It's just changed over
Interesting.
Time.
Interesting. I did not know that you had to pay to get into a lot of those meet and greets.
You have to pay to meet them. It's a whole thing. But yeah. So, like, yeah, the internet just over the past 15 years it's changed.
Yeah. Concerts have changed that way too.
Oh, trust me, I know.
Yeah, because now you can be like, oh, I can spend $1,000 and I can go backstage for 10 minutes and eat off the craft services table. And
I would 1,000,000% do that for Matchbox 20 if I got to meet Rob Thomas.
Matchbox 20.
Yes. I'm already taking mom for Mother's Day and stuff to go see Luke Bryan. So.
Oh. Luke Bryan.
VIP. Yes, I am.
Yes. Well, wow, awesome. He's a good dude. He's a lot of fun. So what's your favorite thing at the store right now? What have you got in there that you just love the most?
The Athenian owl is always going to be my favorite thing, and we still have that at the store. It's a tetradrachma. It's a 449 BC coin, and she is beautiful.
Let's talk about the Red Book. What is the Red Book?
So the Red Book is a perfect guidebook for people who are just starting out collecting or want to know the prices of coins. Not wanting to know kind of a guideline on coins. The Red Book comes out in the next few weeks. It's an amazing book. It's way better than Google or anything. It's kind of like it's the best book to have when you're learning coins in general.
Hmm.
Better okay. than Google.
Somebody just texted in. First time I've listened to you, my husband passed about 7 years ago. I'm sorry to hear that. And she has his lifelong coin collection. So would you be willing to take a look at that?
Bring it in and we will help you out the best we can, give you all the information you need.
All right. Get there early afternoon if you can. 1811 Creighton Road is the address of the store. Go by there and see them. Thank you so much for listening to us today. It's been the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jake Walker, Stephanie Dodson, Emerald Coast Coins. Thank you so much.
EmeraldCoastCoins.com.
We'll be right back after this with Pep Talk with Jake Walker.